This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Now, today we are going to dive into a little bit deeper about supplements. More specifically, I'm going to focus on fish oil, omegas. What you need to take, why you need to take it, the benefits of it, but more importantly, if you think, you know what, I absolutely need to be taking fish oil, then people say, well, what fish oil do I take? So we're going to go through exactly what type you should take and what you should look for. So when you're at the store, you are going to feel empowered to be able to know exactly what to look for, to say, yep, this is a great supplement or a great fish oil, and nope, this is something I definitely want to avoid. Now, some great things that have been going on in the office more recently at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So I was able to meet with the mayor of Greenwood more recently, which is awesome. And we met, so it's Mayor Mark Meyer. We just talked about what's going on in Greenwood in terms of progression, in terms of health, what we want to see for the community, how we're going to make it and expect. So I had no idea what was going on in Greenwood in terms of the expansion for downtown, adding more bike paths, more walking trails, making the city greener. But then overall, you know, we talked about there are so many people in the community who are, full of disease, who have such a desire to help themselves for their health, but they don't have an avenue and they don't have an outlet. So it's figuring out overall, okay, how do we, the little guys, right? Because I'm not a big hospital. I don't employ hundreds of people. I don't have, right? Like we're a mom and pop shop, right? But we're this office who's making huge impact in the community already. But figuring out how do we expand more? How do we get to more people? How do we inform people? How do we help, right? How do we get back out into the community more than we already are, right? Because we have one of the fastest growing healthcare clinics in central Indiana. But to me, that's still not enough because I still see people who are coming in who've had tons of health-related problems, who have visited all of these doctors and have, you know, tried all of these different avenues, but yet have seen no results. And then they come into our office and they said, I wish that you weren't my 13th doctor. I wish that you weren't the last thing that I tried. And to me, I'm like, okay, so how do we outreach into the community more? And so that was really our meeting to figure out, okay, how do we team up together to really make this huge impact for the people of Greenwood? How do we build that community? How do we continue to keep growing? We're making changes. Gosh, I can't. So 6 years, my office has been open 6 years, which is crazy to think about. But the difference, so I'm not a Greenwood native. I'm a transplant. I'm from Chicago originally. So to see brand new, fresh Greenwood, when I moved here, the beginning or the end of 2011 to now, how different it is, how much more progressive it has become, how much more movement we have and momentum we have moving forward, and how amazing that is, right? And so just how do we build together? I will tell you, at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we are not a disjointed, like, all right, hey, we are a community of health. And it's amazing to see how each individual helps one another and how they network together and how we figure out, you know, we had a walking group that patients, I had nothing to do with it, which is amazing. They came up and said, we're making a walking group. Can you make us a flyer so we can put this walking group out so anyone in your office can have this walking group? I'm like, done. Let's figure out how to do it, right? Just figuring out those little things of like, okay, well, now we have more places to walk in, more people that we can help, because it's just that movement, right? So it's just amazing to see kind of these big ideas come to fruition for what we're doing in changing and transforming the health, not only in Greenwood Family Chiropractic, but throughout the Greenwood community, the southern portion of Indianapolis, the greater Indianapolis area, right? This big vision of what we're doing for our health. It's awesome. Now, before we get more into some specifics on what to look for when you're looking at supplements, I have some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Maybe today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today's Health in the News comes from CNN. Ibuprofen linked to male infertility, studies say. So ibuprofen has a negative impact on the testicles of young men. A study published this past week in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. When taking ibuprofen in doses commonly used by athletes, a small sample of young men developed a hormonal condition that typically begins, if at all, during middle age. This condition is linked to reduced fertility. Advil and Motrin are the two brands named for ibuprofen as over-the-counter pain relievers. CNN has contacted Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, the makers of both brands, for comments. The Consumer Healthcare Product Association, a trade group that represents manufacturers of over-the-counter medication and supplements, supports and encourages continued research and promotes ongoing consumer education to help ensure safe use of over-the-counter medicines, says the spokesman for the association. The safety and efficacy of active ingredients in these products have been well documented and supported by decades of scientific studies and real-world use. I agree, because infertility is exponentially higher. So this study is a continuation of research that began with pregnant women, explained a co-author from the Institute of Research in Environmental Occupation Health in France. So Bernard and a team of French and Danish researchers have been exploring the health effects when a mother-to-be, a pregnant woman, took any one of three mild pain relievers found in the medicine chest around the globe. Aspirin, acetaminophen, which is sold under the brand name typically of Tylenol, and ibuprofen. So their experiments, published in several papers, showed that when taken during pregnancy, all three of these mild medicines affected the testicles of male babies. This should blow your mind, pregnant women, right? Because you think about being a mom, the one thing that they say, yeah, absolutely, if you just take some Tylenol, Tylenol is safe for you to take. This study, which has been published in several papers, show that when taken, all three, so aspirin, acetaminophen, and ibuprofen, not at the same time, these medicines affect the testicles of male babies. So testicles not only produce sperm, they secrete testosterone, the primary male sex hormone. All three of these drugs then are considered anti-androgenic, meaning that they disrupt male hormones. The three drugs even increase the likelihood that male babies would be born with congenital malformations. Congenital in utero, right? Malformations, misformed. They also noted that pregnant and nursing women should always ask health professionals before using medicine. So what about the study that they more recently did? Are these health consequences just for athletes who routinely use NSAIDs, right? And I think about this. How many people that when I go through their new patient exam are consistently on Tylenol, aspirin, ibuprofen. So the research team recruited 31 male volunteers between the ages of 18 and 35. Of these, 14 were given a daily dose of ibuprofen that many professionals and amateur athletes take, 600 milligrams twice a day, right? So this is 1,200 milligram dose that's labeled for generic ibuprofen products as the maximum that you can take. So the remaining 17 volunteers were given a placebo. For the men taking ibuprofen within 14 days, 2 weeks, their luteinizing hormone, which are secreted by the pituitary gland and stimulates the testicles to produce testosterone, became coordinated with the levels of ibuprofen circulating in the blood. At the same time, the ratio of testosterone to luteinizing hormone decreased. What does this mean? That is a sign of dysfunctional testicles. That is a sign of dysfunctional testicles. This hormone imbalance produced compensated hypogonadism, a condition with impaired fertility, depression, and increased risk of cardiovascular events, including heart failure and strokes. They go on to talk about questioning around male fertility, that one in every four couples of reproductive age in developing countries experience childlessness despite 5 years of attempting pregnancy. A separate study estimates that more than 45 million couples, or about 15% of couples worldwide, were infertile in 2010. So they said, but the alarm has now been raised. We need to remember that this is a pharmaceutical compound that helps a lot of people worldwide, but notes that of these three mild analgesics, right, that's what decreases pain, examined, ibuprofen had the broadest endocrine disrupting properties identified so far in men. Ibuprofen had the broadest endocrine disrupting properties identified in men. So you think about this. Why are people taking these drugs? For pain relief, right? Guess what I do? I work with the nervous system, which is responsible for often pain. So why we're not getting, if you take an ibuprofen, that doesn't get rid of your pain. It masks your pain, right? And now they're finding not only does it just mask your pain, because when that ibuprofen wears off, Tylenol, aspirin, when it wears off, guess what comes right back? The pain, because it never really got down to the root cause, right? So we're masking causes. And not only does it mask the cause, now it's causing other problems like disrupting your hormones, changing your testosterone. So when people say, oh yeah, it's not a big deal, I just take a couple ibuprofen a couple times a week. No, that's a huge deal if you knew the research behind it. But we're so blasé about these over-the-counter pain medications. Oh, it's not that big of a deal. Think about mothers-to-be, pregnant women, right? They say, oh yeah, absolutely, Tylenol is safe. I can tell you that literally I took Tylenol once throughout my entire pregnancy and I bawled before I had to take it. I fell down the stairs, which was terrible. My ankle swelled up to about 10 times. They couldn't x-ray it. I had taken one Tylenol and I cried the whole time. I didn't take it again because I felt so guilty because I had a son and I'm like, what is happening to my body, to his body? What am I doing to him, right? So is there a time and a place? Yeah, likely. But so many pregnant women come into our office and they have increasing problems when it comes to back pain, joint pain. And I can tell you how safe and effective chiropractic is for pregnant women. We right now, one, two, three, I think we have probably about half dozen in our office currently. I was adjusted through entirety of my pregnancy. I've had multiple staff members, my friends, all adjusted the entirety of their pregnancy. And we've had beautiful, glorious pregnancies. And we didn't take acetaminophen, Tylenol for our back pain or our headaches, or we got adjusted, right? Let the body function and heal. There's damage on the nerve. Let's get down to the cause. Don't mask it with drugs. Have you ever heard that you should take fish oil? What are you looking at when you try to get it though? I'll tell you next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Do what it takes, whatever it takes.
Do you have questions? We have answers. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Maximize your life. You're listening to Freedom 95. If you want more information about what we do at our office, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 893-2853. That's 893-2853. 893-2853. Or check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, I've had a lot of conversations and questions from patients inside the office and just people in general outside of the office. And they're really great questions. Should I take supplements? And if I should, is there something specific I should look for? I think in the last several weeks, I've probably looked at, dozens of different supplements. And it's always so interesting to look at the different supplements and what's in them and the added fillers. And so where to start? So we're going to talk just generally all supplements right now. And then I'm going to talk more specifically about as a fish oil, because I've been having a lot of questions about fish oil, omegas, if you're taking them, what you should look for. But, and this is obviously inclusive of fish oil, but this is just generally any supplement that you should take, you need to look at who's making them. And this is really important. So I literally can go in my basement, put a whole bunch of things in a capsule, and then sell them to people, put on a label. And that's unfortunate. You know, a lot of the times we have this, people will say all the time, don't take supplements, they're a waste of money. Don't take supplements, they're a waste of money. And I will tell you that I 100% agree with them. If you don't know what type of supplements you're taking. There was, I saw to a gentleman, so we had a patient in the office and he came in with a packet full of vitamins. And I could see some of the vitamins and they were very brightly colored, green, yellow. And I'm like, that's a bunch of chemical dyes in that vitamin. Petroleum-based chemical dyes that are known carcinogens. So you're taking vitamins to be healthier, but you're actually consuming something that's a known carcinogen. So I'm like, so, hey, can I look at this? Can we just talk a little bit about this? You know, and we went through and they were from GNC. And I said, I just want you to know, several years back, the New York State's Attorney General filed a class action lawsuit against Walgreens, Walmart, Target, and GNC. Because they went in and took several supplements off the shelf and they tested them. And they tested, say it was a certain St. John's wort, for example, just throwing a random one. St. John's wort. They tested it and guess what they found? He said, what? And I said, not any of the bioactive. There wasn't any in there. And it said, you know what? It said it was gluten-free. Guess what it had in there? He said, gluten. I said, you know what? It said, hey, we have, guess what was it? Like to fill it up, they put just fillers, common house plants. So when people were like, oh, I took a St. John's wort and it didn't work, right? I took this and it didn't work. Well, did it not work? Or were you taking just a quality that wasn't up to par, right? You have to think Target, Walmart, GNC, these Walgreens, those are ones that do not supplements. Well, I mean, except for GNC. That's why you trust GNC. But they literally had to take everything off the shelf and revamp it all because they're like, oh, well, why would you care? You don't see people's follow-up blood work. They have no skin in the game. You bought it. They won. They made money, right? So they're winning. So you have to look. There's a couple different things that I always look at if someone brings me a supplement. The first things that I look for. One is that it's a certified GMP, certified good manufacturing process. So what that ultimately means when you're looking at the GMP certification, and that people always wonder, like, is it? Look on the label, right? Because it's going to tell you. Same thing with NSF. What does NSF stand for? I don't know, actually. But it's through the Public Health and Safety Organization. So ultimately, what it is, so GMPs are good manufacturing practices. They're guidelines that provide a system of processes, procedures, and documentation to assure a product has the identity, strength, composition, quality, and purity that appears on its label. So NSF International independently registered manufacturers as meeting GMP requirements, right? The good manufacturer practices requirements. The program is open not just to manufacturers of dietary supplements, but also to manufacturers of ingredients and raw materials, as well as distribution, warehousing, packaging, or others who want to demonstrate their commitment to public safety. So what are some of the benefits of registering as a company, right? It increases your company's credibility and integrity because you have someone else who's literally testing everything. They're going into your warehouse. They offer competitive advantage in the marketplace because I will literally tell you, if I don't see that stamp, don't take it. You have no idea what's in there. No idea. Because unfortunately, all they have to do is say, oh yeah, we tested it and it said it's good, right? So you're taking the company's testing. So do you see how there might be a little bit of bias there? It increases confidence in the preparedness of your facility for FDA inspection. We'll go through that in a minute. Decreases the time and cost of NSF testing and product certification. So why would you work with them? So it's your commitment. Communication with expertise to assist in developing press releases and educational material. So what they do. So their expert auditors visit this facility and assess personnel, physical plant and grounds, equipment and utensils, production and process control systems, holding and distribution, return of products, product complaints, records and record keeping, recall procedures, right? They literally go in there and they audit you. So you have to think, if you have a great product, why would you be concerned about that? So literally companies pay money. They pay money for people to come in and audit their stuff. Why? Because you know what? My product's clean. I will tell you, we were actually out of multivitamins. So we have a whole food multivitamin. We were out of multivitamins. Oh gosh, if you're a patient in the office, you know it was way longer than, because they would tell us, oh, it'll be another week. And then it's another week and another week. And we're just like, it ended up being probably close to two and a half months. We were out of multivitamins, which from my component was really, really frustrating. The reason why we were out, because you think about all the components that go into a multivitamin, there are multiple multivitamin. Anyways, vitamin K, we were missing vitamin K. So you have to think, if you're the average company who's like, we got to make money on these supplements, they're like, hey, no one, are you really? And as a consumer, I can tell you, taking multivitamins, I likely would not be like, you know what? I felt like this multivitamin's really missing vitamin K. You'd have no idea. So, but we stand behind our product so much, and because we hire this other company, if they come in and say, hey, we went in and tested everything and you're missing vitamin K, that's not NSF certified good manufacturing processes. And that's what we stand behind. So when you're looking, that is something that you always look at. It's almost like a little stamp. Like if you've ever seen the non-GMO verified stamp on a product of food, it's the same thing, but you'll see the GMP NSF certification. The other thing too that we do is we actually register our through the FDA. So products are not required to be registered through the FDA. Why, you ask? It's a really good question. I was looking at the FDA website in terms of benefit, you know, what are benefits of it? What are some common ones? They say the FDA is not authorized to review dietary supplement products for safety and effectiveness before they are marketed. It's in bold. The manufacturers and distributors of dietary supplements are responsible for making sure their products are safe before they go to market. We register ours through so we can say, hey, you know what? Here's full transparency about what we have on the market. Like, here is exactly what we're doing. Here are our claims. Here is what we do. So I think it's just one, when you're looking for a good quality supplement, that's one of the first things that you have to look at. The second thing that I always look at when I look at supplements then is going to be the other ingredients. So you have all of these bioactives. So there are typically ones that are in the box. They have the names, all the numbers. When you look at the bottom, right? If you look at the bottom, you'll see other ingredients. That's the important one, because that's oftentimes where they add fillers. That's oftentimes where they add sugar, dextrose, titanium dioxide, artificial colors, right? When I was talking to this gentleman, I'm like, he's like, I really just want these multivitamin in here. And I'm like, the green ones, the bright green ones? Do you know how much artificial color is in there? You know, they put genetically modified organisms, GMOs. They have shellfish, wheat, gluten, soy, preservatives, peanuts, tree nuts. Ours is free of all of that, right? So all of the more common allergens, the dirty fillers, we take all of that out. So that's the second thing that you need to look at. So first, make sure that it's actually registered, that someone's going through and says, yes, what you have in this product is actually in this product. Secondarily, make sure, because they can say, yeah, what's in this product is in there. And you know what's in there? Some garbage. Right? So make sure there's not junk. You're taking these supplements and these vitamins to be healthy, but yet they have dextrose in there, which is sugar, which is an anti-nutrient. So why would you put dextrose in your multivitamin if sugar dextrose is an anti-nutrient? Right? So those are just some things to look at. But what more specifically about fish oil? Should you be taking it? I'll tell you if you should next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Glorious, glorious.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, if you let us know you came from the radio, is just $25. Now, we're talking about supplements. So we covered any supplement, if you were to look at what you should look for. Now, more specifically, we're talking about fish oil now, omegas. So I feel like they're kind of synonymous when you talk about omegas, fish oil. So omegas, you have omegas 3s, 6s, and 9s. And omega-3s are considered more of the anti-inflammatory, where omega-6s are considered more of the pro-inflammatories. This is where I have a little bit of a problem, because we tend as a culture to demonize omega-6s, which is not 100% true. The problem is that omega-6 to omega-3 should be a 2-to-1 ratio, omega-6 to omega-3. Therefore, if you have 800 milligrams of omega-6, you should have at least 400 of omega-3. That is what's naturally occurring in wild-caught fish, grass-fed animals. So when you're looking at that component, that's one that's really important to see. So sixes aren't bad, but the problem is with our standard American diet, omega-6s, instead of it being a 2-to-1 ratio, is a 20-to-1 ratio. So we're really, really inflamed. Omega-3s are considered more of the anti-inflammatories. So when you're looking at fish oil, fish are typically high in omega-3s. Now, I will tell you. So the best form, I'm not all about supplementing. I don't think that supplementing should ever replace anything. But I will tell you this. So a couple years back, I stopped taking fish oil because I was eating salmon multiple times a week. I love sardines and olive oil. Just plain sardines and olive oil. I can eat them plain. My husband thinks it's gross. I'm sure a lot of you think it's gross. But honestly, it's like cooked fish and olive oil. Poached fish and olive oil. It's the same thing. So I'm like, I don't really need to take fish oil. Yeah, I'm good. And then I tested. And you know what it told me? It told me that I need to take fish oil because I still wasn't getting enough in my diet. And I was so incredibly surprised. There's actually a test that we run. It's through Genova Lab. It's a blood spot fatty acid test. And it actually lets us see exactly threes, sixes, trans fats, and the ratios between them. So that ratio is really a great indicator of silent inflammation, heart disease markers, right? To look at that ratio. Now, when you're looking at a fish oil, we've got to look at ultimately what you want to see. So ALA, EPA, and DHA. Those are the three omega-3 fatty acids. ALA, EPA, and DHA. Now, there are benefits. So like, for example, DHA is a polyunsaturated omega-3 fatty acid. It's found throughout the body. So it's a major structural fat found in the brain and the eyes, accounting for up to 97% of total omega-3s in the brain. What? And 93% of omega-3 fats found in the specific part of the eyes called the retina. What? It's also a key component of the heart. Right? So studies found that anyone from infancy to birth to the elderly can benefit from taking DHA. And we'll go through a little bit of that. So those are great positive fats. EPA. So EPA is a also omega-3 fatty acid. And that is important for human health. So it's not stored in significant levels in the brain and the eyes, it plays a very important role in the body, especially for heart health. ALA is a shorter chain omega-3s that serves for a source of energy in the bodies. It can also convert to EPA and DHA, but in a smaller amount. And so again, ALA is really, really beneficial for heart health. So who should be taking omegas? So someone who is looking to support cardiovascular health by maintaining healthy triglyceride levels, someone who wants to improve their overall cardiovascular function by maintaining optimal essential fatty acid levels, someone who wants improved neuroplasticity, brain health, and influence mood to improve hormonal imbalance, reduce inflammation, and improve skin health and reduce drying, scaling skin. Right? So those are the people. If you said, hey, I fall into any of those, got to take it. Factors that would contribute to an imbalance in omega-3s and omega-6s. So if you are someone who follows a low-fat diet, you are one who definitely needs to take fish oil. If you're eating the standard American diet, if you have insufficient nutrient intake, if you're going through menopause, or if you have a high-stress lifestyle, those are all factors in which you would say, I need to take fish oil. I will tell you, for the average person in my office, if they come in and I know nothing about them, I've never seen blood work, I've never gone through some functional medicine testing with them, I will say that the average person needs to be on a whole food multivitamin. They need to be on at least 5,000 IUs of vitamin D3 a day. And they need to take a good, healthy fish oil. The one that I specifically look at is very different. So the one that I take is the one that we have in the office. It's our Maximized Living Optimal Omegas. It has the proper ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s. It has that 2-to-1 ratio. Now, some of the things that make the Maximized Living Optimal Omegas a little bit different in our office. One is that we have organic flaxseed oil that offers about 400 milligrams of ALA, alpha-linoleic acid. Now, on the flip side of things, most other omega formulas don't contain organic ALA from a plant source, so it forces you to buy a separate product to meet the needs. We have Pacific Fish Oil Marine Lipid Concentrate, which offers 400 milligrams of EPA and DHA. So we have 400 milligrams of EPA and DHA. Again, on the flip side of things, 400 milligrams of EPA and DHA in one serving is not industry standard. So while we utilize a pure source of EPA and DHA that comes from small fish, oftentimes other suppliers will use a large fish, which increases the risk of toxicity from mercury and other heavy metals. The other one is that we offer 160 milligrams of anti-inflammatory omega-6 GLA. And so most contain less than 100, if any at all. So when you're looking, something that I look for, right? So those are all things that you can look for. Because it's, I mean, it gets kind of confusing and a little bit complicated. And you've got all of these thought processes in you. But you want to make sure that you have that good proper. So two gel caps is one serving. And for us, it has just under 3 milligrams. So about 3 grams. So for the average person, I would say 3 grams of fish oil is great. So ours has about 2,400 milligrams of organic flaxseed oil, borage oil, Pacific fish oil, which contains not only omega-3 ALA, EPA, DHA, and GLA. And it's at the proper ratio. So again, anywhere from 2,500 to about 3,000 is great. I'll tell you every now and again, when I was pregnant, I'm currently nursing, I take extra because there are so many benefits. There's even more benefits in terms of heart health, brain health, when you're looking at omega-3s, fish oil, and I'll tell you what they are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Today we are talking about omega-3s, fish oil, fatty acids. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Now, people always ask me, you know, should I take a fish oil? What supplement should I be taking? And it's interesting because my radio producer just asked me through this. He said, hey, do you sell a lot of product in the office? Like, do you focus on it as a big push? You know, what's interesting is the answer is no. People so often will actually come into the office on their new patient exam wanting to know what supplements they need to take. And I tell them they have to wait, which is crazy, right? It's counterintuitive. I should want to sell a whole bunch of supplements, but I want to educate them about their health first, their nervous system. And then obviously we go through once I know their problems a little bit more, but supplements are designed to fill in the gaps. They are not replacements for. They are designed to make sure that we're filling in the gaps. So the best thing that you can do is get it from a natural source, right? I don't want to say, hey, take this multivitamin and eat Taco Bell and McDonald's every day. I would never tell you that, right? So it's truly one for me. I'll tell you my my mom just texted me yesterday and said, hey, I need vitamin D3 and CoQ10. She like, oh my gosh, why are you hollering at me? But we mailed it to her because she decided that she wanted to live in Iowa. My dad came down to celebrate a belated Christmas and we picked up a whole bunch of supplements from the office. I take them. I make my husband take them. Last night, I forgot to take them over lunch. So I just put a cap full of vitamins on the counter and he went to bed after me and I woke up before him and I came and it was like Christmas because all the supplements were gone. I was like, you know, Santa with the cookies, my husband with his vitamins. I'm like, yes, he ate them. Like, oh man. Which is also awesome too, because I can tell you, it would be really, and I love my husband, so I'd obviously never do this, but it would be so easy to poison him because he has no idea what kind of vitamins he takes. He doesn't ask questions. I love him so much for that. I just put out vitamins and he just eats them. I'm like, thank you for wanting to be healthy for me. Like, even if it's not for you, it's just for him to be like, I don't want you to ask me if I took my vitamins. So he just takes them. I don't care how they go down. They just go down. That makes me really excited. So when we're looking at omega-3s. I cannot tell you how amazing when you're looking at health benefits throughout life. So there was a study done, Advances in Nutrition, an international journal review, omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, health benefits throughout life. So it talks about how omega-3 fatty acids have been linked to healthy aging throughout life. Recently, fish-derived omega-3s, EPA and DHA, have been associated with fetal development, cardiovascular function, and Alzheimer's disease. Like, that's awesome. They said, unfortunately, our bodies do not effectively and efficiently produce some omega-3 fatty acids from marine source. It's necessary to obtain adequate amounts through fish and fish oil products. Studies have shown EPA and DHA are important for proper fetal development, including neuronal, retinal, and immune function. Fetal in utero. So think about, as a pregnant mom, again, the great things that you can do for your baby's health. EPA and DHA may affect many aspects of cardiovascular function, including inflammation, peripheral artery disease, major coronary events, and anticoagulation. They even said EPA and DHA have been found and linked to promising results in prevention, weight loss management, and cognitive function in those who have very mild Alzheimer's disease. I mean, I could spend a whole show just talking about the sheer health benefits in terms of ADHD, right? A 2012 study involved children from 6 to 12 years of age who were being treated with typical standard medication and behavioral therapy for more than 6 months. The researcher randomly gave some of the children omega-3s and omega-6 supplements or a placebo. They found statistical significant improvement for the omega group found in categories of restlessness, aggressiveness, completing work, and academic performance. Alzheimer's disease. They found that, and depending on how advanced it is where the studies obviously differ. But in the more mild phases of Alzheimer's, they found for neuroplasticity in the brain, how it helps. So not only can it slow cognitive decline, but it can actually help prevent brain atrophy in older adults. Anxiety, fish oil reversed anxiety-like and depressive-like behavior changes in rats, 2013 study. Rheumatoid arthritis. They looked at cancer. Cardiovascular disease, depression, diabetes, eye disorders, immune function, skin and hair, fertility and pregnancy. DHA and EPA plays a key role in sperm health and mobility, along with increasing female fertility and supporting nutritional needs for pregnant women and their unborn child. Weight loss, I'm telling you, this is one, if you are not taking it, you are missing out on all of these health benefits. So some natural sources, obviously, when you're looking at great sources. The best foods for omega-3s, you're looking at Atlantic mackerel, salmon, cod liver oil, walnuts, chia seeds, herring, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, flaxseed. It says on here tuna. I try to stay away from tuna just because of the high mercury count typically in it. So you can get it from diet, but I mean, how, if you're like, I don't like fish, then you're deficient, right? So it's one that you can add it through. So obviously the one that I go through is with the Maximized Living. So it's the Maximized Living Optimal Omegas. If you go to our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, in the supplements, you'll be able to find and order online the Optimal Omegas. I can tell you what most people like to do is just come into the office. So and sometimes people get nervous. They're like, but I'm not a patient. Can I buy supplements? Yeah. One, why aren't you a patient? But then two, absolutely, you can come in. So when you look at, again, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, if you go to Maximized Supplements, you will be able to find a link at the bottom that's to the store. And that's where you'll be able to find the Optimal Omegas. So that's what I take. But again, too, we have events, tons of events in the office all the time. And this is not bribery, but it's kind of luring. we do at our events, we do massive product discounts. So we have at least 10% off of all products when we have events in the office. And you can check out those events on greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com as well. Or each week, we actually have a product of the week. So it's 10% off of that product for the entirety of the week. So oftentimes people will come in, ask what the product of the week is, their call, hey, what's the product of the week? And we'll tell them. And they'll say, hey, here's what it is and how awesome and helpful it is for your health. And people will stock up on that, right? Because if we only run it every week, people say, hey, I'm going to give a couple of fish oil. It's 10% off. Save tons of money. So what I take is the Maximize Living Optimal Omegas. That's what I take. That's what my husband takes. I took it throughout pregnancy, nursing, now, pre, post. That's what my mom takes, my dad takes, my husband takes, because it's so good. And I know it's a clean source. I actually tried to derive during pregnancy because I was like, maybe I'll take something different. I'm going to change it up. I had the worst heartburn and burps ever because I'm like, oh, why? Why would I even think that this is a good idea? Because that's what we do as humans, right? It's not a great quality source. So if you have more questions, you can give us a call, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. If you have more questions, you can email us, greenwoodfamilychiropractic@gmail.com. It's greenwoodfamilychiropractic@gmail.com. Again, initial exam and consultation. If you have more questions, want to see if we can help you with your health, it's $25. 893-2853. That's 893-2853. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you feel a little bit more empowered so that when you go out to pick out supplements, you know exactly what to look for, what is healthy, and how to do the best for your body and your family's body. I look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.